MW.
Yeah, good morning to you. It's 9:19, 45 degrees right now. Wish I could do something to warm it up, but not really in my wheelhouse these days, I don't think. But Uncle Mick saying, yeah, at some point here, possibly into next week, we will have a little bit of a warming trend. Well, our Wednesday talk round continues here, and as promised, we are talking Sons of Norway.
Yes,
good
we are.
Buddy, Pastor Mark Grandseth in, Evie Fox in. Folks, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. Hey, you've got, for one thing, we'll talk about the celebration first.
Okay.
You've got kind of a neat little party planned, Norway's Constitution Day. And that's coming up Sunday, May 16th. Tell us about this.
It's coming up. Actually, it's the 17th of May, Septa Mai, but we're going to celebrate on the 16th because, okay, you know, it's more fun to celebrate on Sunday than Monday. So I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you think, Gabby?
We started this last year, and the 17th was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get,
you know, I grew up thinking that the 17th of May was Norwegian Independence Day.
Right.
And that's not right. It's Constitution Day.
Okay.
And I've only come to realize that in the last couple of years, but at any rate.
Well, we're all learning, as the days go on here.
Right.
Well, tell us about this. Where is this going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Optimist Shelter at Sjahinkapa Park.
Sjahinkapa Park.
I got that one right, didn't I? And it's going to be from noon till 2 on Sunday, the 16th of May.
All right. And how are we celebrating? What's going to be going on?
Well, we're going to have all kinds of information there about Norwegians and specifically even about the lodge, the Sons of Norway Lodge here in Breckenridge, Wapiton. It's been around for, 40 years?
Yeah, I can't remember
like
the date on that.
77, they started a local lodge.
Yep.
But here's just a sample of what we're going to be serving. We have romagrot, we have fruit soup, lefse, krumkaka, flatbread, smobro, which are small open-faced sandwiches. Not for small guys.
Okay.
And we are going to have some ham salad sandwiches and various cheeses, Norwegian meatballs, almond bread, sunbuckle, spritz, sugar cookies, coffee, lemonade, and of course, pickled herring.
Pickled herring. I was just holding my breath thinking you're going to say lutefisk.
No, because the park couldn't take it, I don't think.
Yeah. That'll be later when I have my three L's dinner.
Okay,
lefse, and liver.
So. Oh, nothing better than lefse, as far as I'm concerned. When it's done right, you know. I've had it when it hasn't been, and it's like, oh, you are definitely not Norwegian.
And we are, we're not serving a whole meal. I mean, these are samplings of the Norwegian cuisine.
Right.
And so we're... don't come with your fork and plate, but but at any rate, we do want people to sample some of these things and also some of the Norwegian culture. We're hoping to bring some Norwegian articles and information, and there's going to be a troll there.
Of course.
A carved troll, a big carved troll, so people can come and see that, if nothing else.
Well, celebrating the heritage, and I know we've got a lot of, like, Scandinavian, Norwegian heritage around here. I always say I'm an Irish guy, so I feel like the only sunflower in a cornfield sometimes.
But that's okay. You can always turn at whatever age you
Absolutely.
Evie, tell us a little bit about this awesome proclamation here.
Proclamation. The city of Breckenridge... one of our lodge members, Mariana, approached Mayor Wilson and asked if it would be possible for the city of Breckenridge to proclaim May 17th as Norwegian Constitution Day. And they did that at, I don't remember the date of the city council meeting, and they did pass this proclamation, which we decided to frame in this beautiful frame.
That is really, really nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we're pretty excited about that. So in Breckenridge on May 17th, it's Norwegian Constitution Day. So we'll be celebrating that, but we're going to start early on the Sunday.
Sure.
So,
well, this sounds like a fun celebration. I would encourage anyone to can anyone show up even if they're not of Norwegian descent?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if this was an exclusive thing.
We take you guys. You know, we even have in our ministerial group we have an honorary Norwegian who is from Liberia. So
okay.
So you know, so they come all right, from all
so,
over the place.
So it's pretty all inclusive.
Yes,
then.
It is. Yes, it is.
So do you have an Only and Lena joke?
Well,
something appropriate you can tell me here?
Yeah. I do. I hope it's not too long for our time spot.
Go ahead.
It says, Ole was running a gas station in North Dakota, not far from Mayville. One day, a nun ran out of gas about two blocks from the gas station. She stopped at Ole's station, and she asked if he had a gas can she could use to get her car started. Ole checked and found both of his emergency cans had been loaned out and hadn't been returned. He finally located an old bedpan in the back room. Ole reckoned the pan would hold a gallon at least, and that would probably be enough to start the car. The nun gingerly carried the bedpan full of gas back to her car and commenced to pour it into the gas filler. Meantime, Lars drove by in his Model A Ford. As he pulled into Ole's gas station, he exclaimed, "Man, oh man, Ole, that nun back there really believes in miracles."
I'm loving that. Are you going to be regaling us with this during the celebration,
well,
Joe, with Ole and Lena, Joe?
Sadly, I'm going to be off to Britain, South Dakota, celebrating my 50th high school reunion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I won't be there, but there's going to be an awful lot of good folks. Evie's going to be there. And
yep. Evie will keep it running, definitely. Hey, listen, thanks for stopping by, and we're going to be back again to talk about this leading up to the event next Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
Correct. All right. Sounds good. Evie Fox, Pastor Mark Gronseth, thanks so much for being part of the show here this morning and classing the place up.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. 925 at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
I have an asthma attack. I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough.